Hey, it's the Pete here for the podcast from thepete.com, the Pete podcast. And long time no here. I apologize. I'm sure your life has gone on without my opinion in it. But yeah, this is Happy New Year. This is 2017, and this is. Just on a purely rational level, it's hard for me to be positive right now in regards to how the world is going. there's a huge level of like sort of very strange hypocrisy going on, where it's like there's not a single journalist I trust at this point, because. For obvious reasons, frankly, the mainstream broadcast journalists are you know, the standard corporate run, lapdogs of the government and the corporations, and, are basically there to sort of reinforce the status quo of culture, of the capitalist culture, right? And the independent ones, I love Democracy Now, but that's about the only place I still do trust. But they have been having on some people like Glenn Greenwald, which I read actually praised Fox News for its independent voice. It's not beholden to anyone. And I'm like, are you on crack? Now, to be fair, I haven't dug into this and read more about it, but I have heard him on Democracy Now a couple times recently, and he sounds like, I don't know what he almost sounds like a birther, where he's basically just like, well, we need evidence that, there's Russian meddling in the election here. This is, we need evidence. There's no evidence of this. We're just trusting the same people who got everything wrong during Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's just like, well, that is true in the abstract, but that also ignores a ton of other facts. Like, do we really think that Putin isn't up to something? I mean, he's ex-KGB, ex-Soviet era. He's been basically in charge of Russia for the last however many decades. I mean, do we need evidence? When it comes to invading a country, yes, we do need more evidence than we're getting. Absolutely. I am not saying that, we should go to war with Putin. But, the situation with Iraq and Afghanistan was way worse, and we did way worse on way less evidence than we're getting now. The intelligence, community is telling us that, the hacks were clearly coming from Russian sources based on third-party corporate, analysts, tech analysts. This is not the same people that, steered us completely wrong about, the Iraq and Afghanistan. So there's that. The other thing is that the intelligence community has also told us that, we heard them congratulate each other, the Russians, and they were able to trace those conversations to Putin from what I've read. Now, I haven't read the full report yet from that was recently declassified. But the point is, do we already know this guy is a bad guy? It's basically just like saying, hey, Darth Vader, he hasn't done anything recently. We should find some evidence before we go after him. It's like, no, dude, we already know what a bad guy Darth Vader is. Likewise, Putin is a bad guy. Come on. Saddam, yes, he did torture and, all this other stuff, but there was a bunch of good things. I shouldn't say good things, but things that lended stability to the Middle East, like, letting women be their own people and letting women hold jobs and stuff. And compared to what we were accusing him of, he was much more tame than we accused him of. And so Putin, meanwhile, is, oppressing gay people and, killing his dissidents and locking up journalists and et cetera, et cetera. So, we're not. This is a different situation here, I think. And also, once again, we're not talking about going to war with Putin. We're talking about determining whether or not Trump should actually be allowed into the White House. That's really what this is about. And you know, I'm not so desperate as to you know, because Glenn Greenwald also, who I previously respected, is basically accusing everybody who disagrees with him that we need this more evidence, you know, now that we've got plenty of evidence, whatever. He's accusing everybody of who disagrees with him of being so desperate to ignore why Hillary lost, you know, which he says is the only reason, apparently the only reason is that Hillary lost because she wasn't a strong enough candidate, which may definitely was part of it. But it's not all of it. And there's a ton of other blame to go around. And I don't really care why Hillary lost. I just don't want Trump in the White House at this point. This isn't me being like, you know, I was never a proponent of Hillary. I was never a Hillary booster. You know, anybody who knows me knows that. I wanted a Bernie. So, but my point now is that we can't let Trump into the White House. I don't think we should let Pence in either. But the point is, we've got evidence that they won unfairly, and and it's just really frustrating having gone through the 2000 and recognized at that time how messed up it was and how this doesn't make any sense per our own laws regarding democracy at this point, because Hillary won the popular vote and because of the meddling. I mean, there's just, it is the perfect storm. Let me break it down as to how we got here, why Hillary lost and why Trump won. It's not just because the Electoral College. It's not just because Hillary wasn't a stronger candidate. And you can't say Hillary was a weak candidate, because she's a damn strong candidate. Look at her resume, plenty of stuff on there that makes her qualified. In fact, everybody agrees that she's probably the most qualified person ever run for president. So her being a weak candidate is not why she lost. She could have been a stronger candidate, sure, without a doubt. So that's definitely part of it. Another part of it is the media doing a crap job of educating its citizens. That's the thing that I think is the biggest issue. The fact that the media allowed this stupid email story to dominate. It's just unacceptable that this was allowed to happen, and it's unacceptable that the media continues to not take responsibility for this. They're just doing a crap job. They're not doing their job as a fourth independent branch of government. They're supposed to inform us. They're supposed to tell us what's going on so we know who the hell to vote for. And they did a shit job of educating all those people out there that were suckered by Trump's con artistry. And and it's just really frustrating. Sorry, I'm getting over cold here. It's just very frustrating to me that there's all this scapegoating going on, blaming everything on Hillary. It's not all her fault. Definitely part of the blame. But anyway, so that's the media. And then there's, you know, the reactionary government. It's FBI. It's Obama. It's basically everybody who decided not to speak up and go, hang on, this isn't fair. You know, we need to hold off. Oh, WikiLeaks, too. WikiLeaks just being like a pawn of whomever the hell leaked the data to them, the leaked hacked data from, like, the email servers, the DNC servers, you know what I'm talking about. And he's like, oh, no Russian state, you know, no Russians or state bodies were involved in this, blah, blah, blah. This is information that needs to be out there. I disagree. I think that all the stuff that was released was appears to have been just catty BS that was designed, you know, essentially, I don't know if it was designed to, but it certainly made, you know, the Democrats look foolish. And that is what damaged them in the last couple of weeks. And I think that's part of the problem. It's not the problem, it's part of the problem. And that's true about everything in history. There's very few instances where you can point to and go, that was caused by this one thing. Nope. Life is complicated, kids. Stop oversimplifying everything and stop trusting journalists, essentially. Do the digging, read. I know it's a pain, I know it takes time, but it's got to be done, because we cannot trust these people anymore, because everyone seems to think they know what's going on, and nobody does. So we all have to piece it together bit by bit. Anyway, I'm out of time again. Thank you very much for listening. This has been The Pete for ThePete.com and The Pete Podcast. Let me know what you think. Twitter, that's my favorite place. See you next time. Bye.